Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. In this video, I'm going to show you some of the options that are available to ASP.NET developers who are working in a shared hosting environment. A shared hosting environment, as opposed to a dedicated hosting environment, means that I won't have exclusive access to the Windows server that's going to be used to serve up my website. Instead, I'm going to secure a shared hosting account from the shared hosting provider of my choice, and the Windows Server box that my account will reside on will be shared with a collection of other customers used by the same hosting company. It's okay though, because IIS7 is really good at isolating web applications, so if someone else makes mistakes in their application, the unwanted side effects of those mistakes won't be felt in my web application on that shared hosting account. So the first thing that I need to do is register a domain name with a domain registrar of my choice, and I've gone ahead and done that. I've registered the domain name .netdeveloper.com. I've also gone ahead and selected a hosting provider, and I've signed up for a shared hosting account with that hosting provider. When I did that, the hosting provider I selected sent me a welcome email message that included a collection of information like my FTP credentials, some information about the directory structure, the control panel, and such. One of the important things that welcome email message contained was the name server information. Now, the name server information is important because I need to tell my domain name registrar what name servers to use when somebody makes a request for my new domain name. So I've gone ahead and configured my name server to use the my name hosting company to use the name servers that were given to me by my new shared hosting provider. So let's go see if the name .netdeveloper.com is resolving when I try and navigate there in Internet Explorer. And lo and behold, it is. Notice that I have this page and it just says, "Thank you for visiting. This page is currently under construction." Now, that's not a very aesthetically pleasing message, but it tells me a couple of important things. First, it tells me that the hosting company that I've provided has set up my shared hosting account and it's working. Secondly, it tells me that the domain name configuration for my name host is resolving appropriately so that when somebody enters my new domain name, .netdeveloper.com, into the address bar of their browser, the name servers are successfully resolving .netdeveloper.com to my new shared hosting account. Now, I'm free to go ahead and start developing the .netdeveloper.com website. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to change this page. It's going to take me a little while to develop the first version of the .netdeveloper.com application that I want to deploy out to this website, and I don't want this to be what people see when they navigate to .netdeveloper.com. So the first thing I need to gather is a little bit of information about exactly what file on the file system of the Windows server at my shared hosting provider is serving up this content. This page is currently under construction. Now, in my case, I'm going to do that by browsing to my website via FTP right here on Internet Explorer, because Internet Explorer has an FTP browser built in. So note, I'm going to change the protocol from HTTP to FTP and make sure that I haven't used www. In front of my domain name, and then I'm going to go ahead and navigate, and the FTP client in Internet Explorer is going to prompt me for my credentials, my FTP credentials for the shared hosting account that I set up. So I'm going to enter them, username and password. And note that I'm now at the root of the .netdeveloper.com website on the server at my shared hosting account. Now notice, all we see here is a directory name, .netdeveloper.com. That means that there's actually a folder named .netdeveloper.com on the Windows server that's provided to me by my shared hosting account. Now, in fact, there are a whole bunch of directory names at this level, but my credentials only allow me to see my directory. If I click on .netdeveloper.com and navigate into that folder, we'll find two other folders. One is for logs files, which can be useful to keep track of what's happening in my application, so IIS will place log files for my applications there. And then there's this other directory, www.root. www.root is where the files for my web application actually live. Now, your hosting company might use a completely different directory structure. They might not use your domain name or the www root as names in the directory structure. In my case, I think it makes sense because .NETDeveloper.com as a directory name, well, that's the name of the domain that I'm serving from that directory. And www root makes sense because that's the default naming conventions that are used by IIS when you install it on Windows Server. So I think this construct makes sense as provided by my shared hosting provider, but your shared hosting provider might have a different scheme that they use. Now note here, in the www root directory, I have two files. A web.config file, which makes perfect sense because my hosting provider is serving up ASP.NET applications, and every ASP.NET application has a web.config file. There's this other file, temphome.htm, and that's a bit of a mystery to me at this point. So let's go ahead and click on the temphome.htm. Now, even though we're navigating here in Internet Explorer via FTP, Internet Explorer knows how to render an HTML file. So when we navigate there, what we see is the content that we saw when we simply went to .NETDeveloper.com in Internet Explorer. So what this tells us is that when somebody navigates to www.NETDeveloper.com, what they're actually seeing is this file, temphome.htm. Now, that's interesting to me because temphome.htm is not a default name that IIS is configured out of the box to serve up. This tells me two important things. It tells me that my shared hosting provider, when I set up this new account, they created a file for me in the root of my application called temphome.htm. The other thing that they did was they changed the default configuration of the IIS web server to look for a file named temphome.htm as part of the default documents collection, and if it found one, the way that default documents works is it'll serve up that page. Now, once we get to working with the IIS manager and setting the configuration of the IIS instance that serves up .NETDeveloper.com on our shared hosting account, we might change that configuration. But for now, that's interesting to know. So the next thing that I want to do is I want to use an FTP client to actually navigate to the .NETDeveloper.com website. So you note here that we're going to go peruse the file system. So I'm going to grab the whole directory structure for the root of my web application. And then I'm going to go out to Windows Explorer and I'm going to navigate to my .NETDeveloper.com website via FTP through Windows Explorer, because although Internet Explorer has a browse-only FTP client, Windows Explorer has a read-write FTP client. So I can actually move files back and forth from my remote website to my local desktop and back via FTP using the client that's built into the Windows Explorer. So again, I need to enter my username and password. Username and password, and I'm going to click Save Password. Now, note, anonymous FTP is disabled for my application because I don't want people that don't have an account username and password for FTP to be able to go and download files or upload new files to my web server. So here we are. We've actually navigated to the .NETDeveloper.com website in the root directory, which is at the path, the subfolders, .NETDeveloper.com/www root. And I'm going to go ahead and take this temphome.htm file, and I'm going to copy it to my local desktop. This is just telling me that I've already got one there. All right, so I've copied it locally. Now I'm going to open it up in an editor, and you can see the content. This page is currently under construction. So I want to get rid of that. I want something that's a little bit more .NET developer specific. So it's going to take me a little while to do some meaningful work on my web application. So just so that folks know that they've come to the .NETDeveloper.com website and it'll be online soon, I'm going to change the welcome message in the title. So I'll say welcome to .NETDeveloper.com. And then down here, instead of saying this page is currently under construction, let's just get rid of all of that and say .NETDeveloper.com will be online soon.